This is Audio Berkman. It's Daniel Krawczyk. I'm here with Martin Lucas. We're going to just talk to him a little bit about what he's been doing here at the conference and get his take on it.
Hi, I'm Martin Lucas. I'm actually here doing a kind of mini documentary coverage, or attempting to cover the Beyond Broadcast Conference, which is an awesome task, I think, even with a large crew, and of course we're a very small one, running around trying to get people's sense of where the kind of public media broadcast universe is, and seeing how that sort of intersects and sort of doesn't with the emerging internet world of participatory media, self-created media, citizen journalism. And there seem to be some very interesting things going on, and a lot of projects, at least, that I'm finding that are quite intriguing. Which, having said that, there's also still, everybody's kind of saying, looking in the crystal ball doesn't help very much. You know, we're at a point where, even though we think we've been doing this like crazy for a while, we're really just barely getting started, trying to find new forms that are actually going to play out as larger scale social forms over the next decades.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because the more we are delving into what's already happening, what the possibilities are, and how it plays into the fields in which the players who are here are currently operating, broadcast, public radio, community television. It's really stunning, but everybody also has to say, our organization moves so slowly. Where do we tie into this? Mm-hmm. So you've been getting a very up-close and you know, focused look on things, because I've seen you out there right in front of the panel. And you're also talking to people outside of the public panels. What are some of the things that are coming out real specifically that are striking you?
Well, one of the things that's interesting is that with a lot of new media, you get a kind of a built-in optimism, and people who do it are kind of believers in a way. And so on the one hand, you have this kind of really interesting optimism, and on the other hand, you have kind of from the other end of the more mainstream media, kind of, not pessimism, but a kind of, you know, things were already working for them, so their need to change is different. And I see this kind of, I mean, different people have talked about, I mean, I think my favorite description was from the Professor Boyle in the opening remarks, was talking about a kind of a Tarzan moment where you let go of one vine and hope there's another one to grab onto as you swing through the jungle. Well, I don't really think, I mean, it is a jungle in a way, but I don't know that I feel, I sort of position myself somewhere in there, more on the optimistic side. But you really, I know institutions, and I do, and I've worked with many of them, that it is hard to change. And I think that's one of the things that kind of interesting to me, is that the kind of ideas about the control of information and the distribution of information are really coming up against something that's really different in terms of an idea about how information works, how it's, what the hierarchies are, or if the hierarchies need to exist in the way they do now. So I see really a funny, not a disconnect, because I think people are really dialoguing, but it is a dialogue that really needs to happen and couldn't be happening sooner. I mean, it's really time for this discussion. So that's kind of the feeling I'm getting. And this is really true because, I mean, behind this event, you're seeing really like it's an interesting event on a low-key way. Although it's not a big industry participation, there's policy participation. There's some big players here, notably more of the big players from like the new media end, actually, mm-hmm. than mm-hmm. the older media end. And there are people, you know, that we're in a law school. So people are talking about the legal implications and the policy implications of this and taking notes, you know. So I'm hoping something good will come out of it, because it's hard to say that a conference is important, but I think it's a kind of an interesting event that way.
Yeah. You know, what's also interesting is the fact that this really is actually two conferences together. The overall event is Beyond Broadcast, but this second day is called the Open Media Developer Summit. Two, there was an Open Media Developer Summit previously that was its own thing, and it definitely seems to me that there's a much different tone today, much different process, and the fact that we're talking about open media in addition to participatory media, and what that definition of open media, I think, is kind of bubbling up. I would love to get your thoughts on the differences between the 2 days and if, around the concept of open media and how that plays in and if there's conflict there.
Well, again, I mean, I'm maybe not the absolute right person to talk to on that front, but for me, one of the, I mean, when you talk open media, again, I'm thinking of people. There's a lot of projects that I'm personally in touch with that are going on that have these kind of really interesting implications and really do open doors, right? And so these are models for which, I mean, broadcast isn't really part of those models in a lot of ways. I mean, some of them are designed to help broadcasters or various other kinds of disseminators of media. But I think that's exactly it. That it's not two universes. There are a lot of crossover and a lot of connections. But it's certainly two philosophies. I mean, I would say even maybe there may even be generational issues here. You know, that people are brought up with one kind of media and people are with another. I mean, somebody referred to that you know, you can go talk to 12 or 15-year-olds and get another take, and they live in a kind of a media universe that, you know, maybe people even 10 years older can hardly imagine. So I think that it's inevitable there are going to be these kind of disconnects or style differences. And it's not just style. It's really designing new types of media for new uses that are only just getting imagined. So I mean, I think that's a little bit what you're sensing. I certainly feel that way, you know, that there's kind of like, okay, and then there's okay. I mean, one guy was saying before, you know, it isn't a paradigm shift. It's like they're not even in the other guy's paradigm sometimes, you know. So you really have these kind of real splits. But again, people are trying to talk their way through it. How that's going to work out, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Martin Lucas, for joining us. This is Audio Berkman. Thank you.